Back to news items now. It is clear that at this time of year, there are lots of efforts on behalf of charities. We hear of fundraisers for St Martin's and recruitment success for East. There's the launch of a cookbook by Big C and an award for a care home. Volunteers are heading to the streets of Norwich to collect donations for local homelessness charity St Martin's in the run-up to Christmas. The annual street collection raises vital funds for the charity, which has been providing accommodation, support and care for people experiencing homelessness in Norwich for 50 years. It is appealing for people to give an hour of their time as volunteer collectors between December the 1st and the 24th. Chief Executive Dr. Jan Sheldon said, "The December street collection raises vital funds, with every penny going towards more accommodation to keep people off the streets. The street collection played a big part in funding our new 23-bed hostel, which is set to open in Norwich this winter."
The campaign to recruit more charity shop volunteers has been hailed a success after inspiring more than 100 newcomers. East Anglia's Children's Hospices, EACH, launched its Be the Difference initiative to source extra help in its stores. As a result, 104 new volunteers stepped forward, including 36 in Norfolk, 20 in Suffolk and 16 in Cambridgeshire. Particular triumphs included 5 new volunteers apiece at Attleborough, Aylsham Road in Norwich, Cherry Hinton Road in Cambridge, Unthank Road in Norwich and Whittlesea. 4 new volunteers came forward in Cromer and Wyndham. Hannah Milbourne, Volunteer Services and Development Manager, said volunteers have a crucial role to play. While delighted with the campaign, as ever, we always need more help. On average, each of shops take £100,000 per week. The team recently celebrated a record-breaking week, taking £136,434.
A cost-saving cookbook to help cancer patients prepare tasty and nutritious meals has been made available for free by a Norfolk cancer charity. Funded by Big C, 5,000 copies of the cookbook have been made available to cancer patients and can be downloaded online. Essential Flavour by Life Kitchen's Ryan Riley was launched at the Big C's new support centre in Dereham Road on December the 12th. Essential Flavour helps cancer patients who are struggling through the cost of living crisis following a one-poll survey which found that 55% of cancer patients think they will struggle to pay for food this winter. The new, bright and engaging cookbook features 15 budget-friendly recipes costing as little as 58p per person to make.
Staff at a city care home are celebrating after it scooped a national award for excellence and innovation. St John's House in Norwich was among the big winners at the Caring UK Awards, which was held on December the 1st. The home, which is run by Castle Meadow Care, was lauded for the way it works alongside local GP surgeries and makes use of technology to support its residents. Nigel Reeve, the Managing Director of Castle Meadow Care, said, "We are extremely proud of this award win for St John's House. The award is a testament to their hard work and commitment to their residents. The collaboration with the NHS teams is hugely important given the immense pressure that the sector is under, so we're very keen to work together and support them in any way we can." The home is based in Higham Road, Norwich, and provides specialised care for people living with dementia.
The British Heart Foundation has thanked members of Dunstan Hall Golf Club, who raised £2,000 towards the charity's research work. The club held a special charity day where players could sponsor holes on the course, as well as raising money by auctioning prizes donated by local businesses. The BHF was chosen as the beneficiary of the fundraiser by club captain Martin Belton. In 2005, the father of two survived a heart attack and had to have a triple bypass operation in 2015. Martin, from Harleston, was having a medical for work when doctors found that his arteries were dangerously narrowed. He said, "I was doing a treadmill test where they try to assess how your heart is working. They had to stop it halfway through, as it was clear there was a problem. I was admitted to the hospital straight away. Carl Kopak, BHF fundraising manager, said, "We're delighted to learn of the recovery that Martin has made and that he chose to support our vital work."